I'm just saying, bro. Episode 89. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. See y'all the first of all our videos.
Facts.
I'm saying hit that notification bell too. You feel me? Comment, like, dislike. You mean? But we on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we there. So stream us up, man. Show all us some love. But it's a lot that I feel like it's a lot to get into, man. Like last episode, bro, like we was talking about that was game six, and we was talking about we got the Suns, come on, Suns, and all that. So we didn't even get a chance to talk about, I mean, Giannis,
I get 50 right piece into
McNugget
it,
and shit.
He had a 50 piece, bro. And I knew, I kind of had a feeling that Devin Booker wasn't going to play his best game, but I thought it was time for Chris Paul to step up. And I mean, I thought Chris Paul was going to go out there and give him 30, 35 and lead him to victory.
Right.
But he did, he did what he could, and it just looked like the Bucks was the better team, honestly. For real. That's what I came out of there with. I know we both picked the Suns. I think we both picked the Suns game five and game six.
For sure.
So, I mean, it was definitely disappointing. I think we thought that the Suns would give it more, but Giannis went stupid, bro. Like,
they just took it to old school bully ball, bro. Basically, that shit just was like they out rebounded them, and they just was like they could just tell they was the bigger team and they just wanted it more. And it was just crazy though, because it's like Giannis didn't even really get no help when you really think about it. Like, he really was just out there cooking them. Like, I mean, nobody really did anything in the game. I mean, Chris Middleton had 17, and then Bobby Portis had like 15, 16 off the bench. So, but bro, to put up a 50 piece at the crib and get him out of there, that was nasty, man. So, I mean, gotta give Giannis his respect. Obviously, like you said, we were over there, Suns, bet money on him and all that, losing money. But Giannis took care of business, man. He did what he had to do. And like I said, I gotta tip my cap to him, because it's like, didn't expect it at all, especially after that boy Hyper extended his knee like he did. I'm like, all right, it might be a wrap. The Suns healthy. The Suns got rest. He come back. It's not going to be enough. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Nice.
He showed us, man. And then, like, the crazy part about it was he proved the doubters and the haters wrong, shooting 17 for 19 from the free throw line. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, how do you not love it? Like, how do you not love this guy? Like, it's like, he came and did what y'all said he couldn't do. Showed up. Showed he was clutch. I mean, he did his way. He didn't do it like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? They said he's not skilled and all that stuff. We already know what James Harden and people said about him. He did it his way, and he got a chip, bro. And he did it right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, I don't think it's going to happen ever again. Or maybe not soon, you know, maybe later on in his career or something. But I think he got his one, though. Like, he got his, like, he got the one up on a lot of players. Like, hey, man, I did it. Regardless of whether y'all going to say this was a bad year because of injuries and all that stuff, we know it probably wasn't the best finals. We probably would have got it if the injuries didn't happen. We all know that. But, hey, that's what we got. And he handled his business, and he did what he had to do, and he won that chip. So, I mean, give that man his credit.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely deserved the credit, bro. I mean, you had two 40-point games and a 50-piece in the closeout. I mean,
I forgot about the 240.
You could have sat out the other games. If y'all went in six and you had a 240 pieces and a 50-piece in the closeout game, I mean,
yeah.
I don't even care if you played the other games. As long as everything about to be the same, we still about to win.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, like you said, he did what he was supposed to do. Regardless of competition, you can only play who's in front of you, so – I mean, people could say this, that, and the third, but the Suns had the second best record in the West, right? Or third, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like that was anybody in a championship, like a seven seed. A seven seed would have been the Lakers, so that's a little different. But it wasn't like it was an eight
seed. Wait. They might have been the one seed, bro. Who was the one seed then?
Utah.
Okay. Yeah, they definitely was. I forgot. See, Utah so trash. Like, you didn't.
Utah was hurt too, though, bro.
I'm not gonna get into that. We're not gonna talk about Utah.
I'm gonna just say Utah was hurt too, bro.
Yeah, but the Suns though, bro, they didn't come like Devin Booker and them dudes, man. They didn't come through. What you was about to say though?
Oh no, I was just saying Utah was hurt, but we can get back to the point. Like you were saying, Devin Booker and them dudes didn't show up. They didn't play how they were supposed to play. Devin Booker had what, 16, 17 points up? Like 21, maybe 22.
Yeah, 19.
He got a lot in garbage time. I mean, not garbage time. He got a lot late in the game, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, Crowder gave him 15 and 13. Like, come on, man. Y'all supposed to win that game, man.
Crowder, but gave I know, 15, like 13. DeAndre Ayton looked checked out early, though.
Like, that's what I was about to say. That's who the key was. That's what it was. And it's crazy because you could see Chris Paul trying to get him going. Because Chris Paul did what he had to do. I mean, he had 26. He was doing what he had to do, but he was
being aggressive.
Yeah, but I feel like he was trying to feed DeAndre Ayton on a couple of. He probably would have had 10 assists, something like that, to 11 assists if DeAndre Ayton was being aggressive, man. Like he just like you said, he looked checked out from the rip. Like it just he looked off. Like he looked like, man, if I got guard Giannis, oh well. It's like he never squared up. Like I don't know. Like he got work on that in the offseason. You feel what I'm saying? Like I like him, one of the upcoming bigs, but. He was getting cooked. Giannis was cooking that, man. And shout out to Boos for doing that, putting Giannis at the five. That was crazy.
Ayton wasn't ready for that.
At all.
He like, wasn't he ready just, for seven games of that.
He could not understand. Like, bro, get square with him. Get your chest out, bro. You're going to get the foul every time because you know what he's going to do, bro. He's going to run right into you. Right. He just couldn't understand that. Now, I know Monty told him, so I'm not even going to disrespect Monty like that and be like, oh, his coach shouldn't even tell him. I know Monty had to tell him that. Like, bro, square your body up with him. Block him off. Block the lane off with your chest. Like, stop. Like, you can't move with him, obviously. Like, right. He just, you know, defensively, he just got to get better. That's all that was. So, I mean, and he just, not even that, like, just come harder next time. Pause. Like, come, like, if I'm saying, like, don't. You that's the finals game, bro. Y'all about to get out of here, bro. Like, you gotta give everything. You gotta leave everything on the floor. So I just didn't like his effort. Like, I didn't really respect that. Like, I ain't know what was going on with him. Maybe he was injured or something. Who knows?
Man, it's a closeout game. All that injury. I mean, every team has injuries. So all of that, like even with Utah, I said they had some injured players. That don't matter. What matters is whoever gonna win. It's injuries. Injuries is a part of the game, bro. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Dario got hurt. Giannis was hurt. We didn't know he was going to start game one. All types of people been hurt, bro. So, like, I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And they came out top this year. And to be honest, one of your favorite things is to say that, you know, a lot of dudes be disrespecting basketball. And a lot of that bad karma came back around this year. A lot of dudes was disrespecting the game, and a lot of dudes got that karma back. So, I mean, there's also that.
That's true.
How long did Anthony Davis sit out to get traded?
James Harden. James Harden was drawn over in Houston.
Kawhi? How many games he been load managing?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a lot of these players were disrespecting the game, so a lot of that bad karma came back around. I mean, it is what it is.
A lot of that was with this condensed season, though, too, bro. They was playing crazy. DeMar DeRozan, he was just on Club Shay Shay talking about, he said they played 40 games within 68 days. Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, that's crazy. Think about that with all that traveling and stuff they got to do. And then, like, you know, these dudes is – got endorsement deals, got other stuff they might have to do and all that. Like, bro, that's crazy.
That is.
So.
That's a fact.
I feel like we saw it at the end of the season. Everybody just wore down. Like, it got crazy. And I was seeing something on, I just was watching something. They were saying a lot of the stuff was non-contact. Weird stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and random soft tissue injuries, stuff like that. Yeah. Exactly. A lot of different stuff like that.
These dudes had time to rest their body. So.
They've been that with the Nets all season.
Yeah,
I mean, Kyrie's was a rolled ankle, but KD had the hamstring for how long or whatever it was,
Yeah, it was the hamstring, and then he came back, and then the hamstring got re-aggravated.
Right, and then Harden ended up getting his John. Like, I mean, you're right. Yeah, that condensed schedule. But I like to think of some of it as karma. It just, you know, it's just a little more fun.
That's real. You know how I feel about that, too. So, I mean, you know how I feel the same way, so.
Yeah, dudes got to definitely stop disrespecting the game. But I understand it in a season like this, for sure. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm about to say, they do need to get rest.
Yeah, some of them back-to-backs, I'm going to have to sit down, coach. Some of these games, I'm going to have to sit down, coach. We're going to have to make it work.
For sure.
What you trying to get into, bro?
But, yeah, I was
got just... nothing else on the Suns or the Bucks. I just want to say congratulations to Giannis. He took a harder road than a lot of people. I mean, like you said, it was a lucky. It was kind of lucky with a lot of injuries, but luck goes into winning every championship.
That's facts. So it's always a bit of luck. We all know that. So yeah, shout out to him though.
I had the Giannis.
Yeah, definitely had to get that out the way real quick because we ain't recorded since that happened. But today, breaking news: off season finally started. You feel? The Grizzlies traded.
Hold on, bro.
What?
51. 50. Not 51, not 49. Yes. Giannis hilarious, bro.
Yo, you retarded. I didn't even know what you were talking about at first. First of all, he was at Chick-fil-A.
He said Chick-fil-A McNuggets.
First of all, he was at Chick-fil-A asking for McNuggets. Like, stop it, bro. You out of pocket, bro.
Giannis hilarious for that, dog.
Don't ever disrespect Chick-fil-A like that ever again.
Bro, right, bro. But you was talking about the trade. My fault, bro.
He talking about 50, not 51, not 49. He's
in a large drink, half Sprite, half lemonade.
He funny as hell. But nah, bro. The Pelicans and the Grizzlies, the trade they made today, Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe.
Facts.
Going to the Grizzlies. Memphis get the 10th pick and the 40th pick in this year's draft. Mm-hmm. And they get the Lakers 2022 projected first round pick. And then New Orleans get the 17th overall pick in 51 overall pick in Thursday's draft, as well as Jonas Valanciunas, however you say his name. I don't want disrespecting, but whatever. I like the trade for both teams, bro. All I've been seeing all day since the trade happened is, yo, that's crazy. The Grizzlies robbed them. I don't think y'all understand what the Pelicans was doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got rid of some older guys with some expensive contracts, got some nice picks. Like, they'll be fine. They did what they had to do. Like, I understood what they was doing, man. They needed to get scoring from a big man. I feel like Steven Adams, that was nice for them, but I feel like they need a scoring big. He'll fit perfect with New Orleans. I like him. Because obviously in the playoffs, we saw he had to get taken out the game plenty of times. And Xavier Tillman, and they got guys like that coming out there to play big man because he's a liability. Like, he's a defensive liability. Like, we all know that. So I like that for Memphis, man. Them getting Steven Adams, and then the Pelicans get, I feel like both the big man swap was perfect. Like, it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, they fit right in both teams. So now the picks, who knows how the picks is going to play out? We don't know, but I feel like they both got equal. Like, you know what I'm saying? They had to give up something, some type of capital because of the contracts that what's the name is taking on? Steven Adams, the Grizzlies is taking on. So, I like it, bro. I like the trade for both. I don't feel like nobody got robbed. I feel like it was an even trade. Like, seriously.
Bro, I mean, I love the trade, too. I mean, I don't think a lot of people pay attention, but like you said, in the playoffs, they needed that defense. That's what Steven Adams is there for. What else you might need? A couple easy lobs. That's another thing Steven Adams is there for.
Yeah.
Now, Valanciunas, he goes over there. He could sit in the paint. He could grab offensive boards and go back up. He's going to get post-ups with Zion cutting. He's going to get everything he needs out there. And Adams is going to get everything he needs right here. And Memphis also wants to develop other bigs, of course.
Right.
So this gives them more flexibility with that too. You don't always have to play Adams a bunch of minutes. You can use some of them minutes to develop other players.
Exactly.
But in the playoffs, if you need that defense, you know who you're gonna have in there. But you also want to get other guys ready.
Exactly.
I think it works out perfectly. Obviously Memphis gave up the better player. But they made up for that in draft capital, like you said. They got an extra first round pick next year. And then they moved up, what, seven spots in each round this year. So That's not bad. They moved into the top 10. They got the number 10 pick, I believe. So I think it's a pretty decent trade, bro. Like and like you said, the Pelicans wanted to get them contracts off. I mean, I don't know what they about to do though. There've been a lot of reports of, you know, the Zion reports, and who knows if Zion happens, then what do Brandon Ingram want? Do he want to stay there? So
supposedly they just had a meeting with Zion and Brandon Ingram. I'm not sure. I gotta really look into it, but I did see it, that they had just had a meeting with them, the coach and them. So you figure out, I guess, the future and like what they the plan and what they where they gonna go next.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
definitely gotta keep your franchise players, like, you feel what I'm saying, involved. But if that's they what I did
them,
like that.
That's nice, bro. If they could keep them with Valanciunas, you might have to find another guard because you letting go Alonzo or whatever, but.
Yeah, but they said they supposedly they looking at Kyle Lowry, bro. They talking about they trying to grab Kyle Lowry, which I do like too, for them. Another veteran.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, I like it. Not say it's putting them over the top or anything, but I do like it.
Right, it could help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he gonna shoot. He gonna put you in the right position.
That's a good fit. Yeah, that's a good fit.
In the right position, he gonna play defense. So. That's not a bad joint, actually, bro. That's not a bad joint at all. I like that.
And it's still some players out there. Like I said, it's still a lot of stuff that's going to go down. So we talking about this right now. We don't even know what they got planned for the draft. What could other trades they can make? Brady, supposedly, Brett Bledsoe talking about he going to buy out his contract. Who knows what's going to happen with that? So that can, you know, that affect the trade because it's like, all right, well, they didn't get Bledsoe. They really only got, you know what I'm saying, Steven Adams. So,
bro, it's so many, like you said, so many people. Schroeder still ain't signed.
Chris Paul gonna be out there.
It's gonna be fun, bro.
Who else did they talk about? Dinwiddie out there.
Dinwiddie.
It's a couple.
They talking about
Reggie Jackson out there.
Yeah, they talking about these Wizards players, man. Is the Wizards open for business? They selling players? They trading people?
Supposedly they want to know something but from Bradley Beal by the time the draft night, which is what, three days? I think the draft is in 3 days. Yeah, draft in 3 days, I think. They said they want to know what's going on, whether he want to get traded or not, because I guess they're going to try to make a trade before or on draft night. So it looking like Bradley Beal might want out, but I just Bradley Beal could fit anywhere, I feel like.
Hey, send that.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else. Hey, send that
real rare expeditiously, like for like
what y'all want. What y'all want?
Let me holler at you real quick.
What you want? What you say? You want?
That's it. Come here real quick. I got you.
That's one of them, Jones. You straight go in the office. Like, tell me your best offer. I'll beat your best offer right now.
Real rare. She said, I'm putting 10,000 on the top, whatever your best offer is. You feel me?
Right. That's one of them, Jones. I mean. And then if Brad get traded, does Russ become available? So even if we don't get Brad, could we possibly?
But I'm hearing Russ to LA.
Yeah, I did
sign and trade, sign and trade type time.
Yeah, and I've been saying Russ needs to go to LA,
which I hate. He's not gonna fit with Bron and AD. That is not gonna work, bro. Unless he decide to like chill, which you think Russ gonna chill, bro? I don't know, but bro. I don't know, Russ, bro.
Bro, you see what Schroeder was doing? Schroeder wasn't chilling, and Schroeder is not Russ. Schroeder wasn't chilling; he was out there drawing.
What did they do with Schroeder though? They didn't do nothing with Schroeder.
I know, but if AD was healthy, you think they would have?
Of course, yeah. Well, yeah, they came out there West.
Schroeder is not Russ. They're getting to a championship. If they get Russ and all three of them are healthy, they're getting to the championship easily. Now, if they playing the
okay, Nets, I about to say, now you get to the championship and you go against the Nets, who obviously that's who they're going to play next year. You think that's going to be that? I'm not sure,
but I like my chances. I still got LeBron, AD, and Russ. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, though.
Kyrie, James Harden, and KD, now we got a debate. Now we have a debate, brother. That we gotta put that up. We need some suggestions on this, bro. Ain't no way we gotta put that up on the page, bro. Seriously.
I like my chances. Most people probably gonna pick Kyrie, KD, and Harden, but
what's making you think they gonna do it though? Like, what's giving you that in your heart? Like why you think that? That sounds crazy, preposterous.
Don't it sound crazy as hell?
Like, what do you like? What's gonna be the difference?
I don't know. I just like all, like, we talk about LeBron, Russ, and AD. All Russ ever needed was somebody that could actually get through to him. I'm not listening to Kevin Durant. He don't got no chippy here with me.
AD can't guard. I mean, KD can't guard AD, though.
Yeah, AD can't guard him either, though. But
that's the only thing I will give you with that matchup. That's the only thing I will give you.
Kyrie can't guard Russ either. Russ probably can't guard him, but...
Oh, I'm about to say. Russ can't guard him either, so Kyrie, cut it out.
But Kyrie can't guard Russ. That's barbecue chicken. He put him in the post and all that.
Oh, yeah. He's a puppy. He's a baby. He out there all night like this. He rocking the baby all night on Kyrie. I mean, we know that.
We going to get his too, though. We not going to
That's a crazy point guard matchup. That's
a fire finals matchup. Maybe that's the one they were saving that for. Maybe that's why they gave us this year.
But the Nets going to have to grab some pieces, though, because if they don't got no bench players, if they still got DeAndre Jordan and all them dudes.
You know Bron grabbing, even if they get Russ, you know they still getting some vet minimums over there.
Facts. Would you trade Joe Harris, though?
For who?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, would you get rid of him after his performance this year? Or would you still have faith in him?
Depends on what I'm getting, but I love Joe Harris because he can stretch the floor.
All right. I was just wondering because everybody be like, yeah, the Nets don't have nothing to get nothing. And I'm like, they could throw a Shamit and a Joe Harris in a deal or something like that.
Shamit and Joe Harris? What? That's two solid players.
Yeah. I don't know. Not to say that they would, though, because those are some nice rotational pieces, but still. Like,
those some solid players, bro. And Joe Harris is a starter. Shamit had some starting games with the Clippers at one point. Either way, those is two solid players.
Nah, I don't think he ever started. I mean, you know those games where people was injured and stuff.
But, yeah, that's two solid players. Why wouldn't you trade for them? I mean, it depends who we getting for them to or who am I giving up for them to. That's what it depends on. For real.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that for a second. Like, damn, I don't know. I might trade Joe Harris, that's the way he did this playoffs this year. He's out of pocket.
If I'm a contender, I might trade for Jeff Green, too.
You out of pocket. Now, he's done. That's why I'm saying he one of those dudes they need to get rid of. Yes, he was. How long that's going to last?
I don't know, but if I'm a contender, I might want that. I might want to give him a little burn in the playoffs.
That's real, but I'm just saying. You see, he ran out of gas this year.
Yeah, you only
got hurt.
Nah, you got to give – He one of them. You mean he an old head? You like, all right. So we come out, the series starts, 7-game series. Game one, all right, I'm a hoop. Game two, give me that Joan off. Game three, I come in and rebound a little bit for you. Then game four, I'm back to hooping. Then I need the next game up. Like me, you don't play him every game. He an old head.
Okay. He's
one of them type players. He one of them just if you want a championship, you got to give him the two maintenance games and then or if you want him, like, come on, take game one off. Game two, and then we're gonna start the schedule. You mean so? Then your next game we need you to hoop is game five,
right?
He's one of them type players. It's a lot of them around the league. Okay. Brook Lopez is one of them, he's one of them type players. All right, you're gonna hoop today, then the next game your shit gonna be broke, and then we're gonna give you a game where we only give you 17 minutes because the matchup wasn't right. Then he come back in and drop 20. Like, what is going on?
Real rare.
That's some people rule, bro. For real.
Solid point. All right. I said solid point.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? All right, but we'll be getting into it, bro, because I don't even know how we just got on that topic.
Yeah, I know. We went on a little tangent. But we got to talk about Team USA, bro. Like, now, you said, and I think I said, too. No, I think I said I was a little worried, and I don't know if you was worried, but I said I was a little worried after them losing. But I don't know, bro. Like, we ain't got to get too much in this because there ain't nothing to talk about. But them fumbling and folding and not playing good basketball, bro. Like, you up 3 minutes, you up with seven, what was it, 7 points with 340 something or 330 something on the clock. It's no way you lose that game, bro. And okay, the French was playing crazy. They was playing like they ain't never played. You know what I'm saying? Certain players, some of them plays, they broken plays, and that Kurt Jones, Evan Fournier, the dude flew out of bounds and then smacked him the ball, and he just hit the three. Like, all right, that's get. Oh, come on, dog. Like, he was out of their bodies, but still, like, it's no way you get that game up, man. Like, it's just like they just play like they don't care. Like, I'll be out there like, damn, do y'all care? Like, do y'all really want to win this, Jones? Like, every team is more physical than they are. It's like, I swear, they out there flopping, still trying to get fouls and stuff. Like, bro, y'all not getting no fouls. Like, why are y'all still doing this? Stop flopping around. Get physical. Get physical. They got too many finesse, too many soft. Like, you feel me? I ain't going to call them soft. That's disrespectful. But they got too many finesse players. They don't got enough power. They don't got no strength. Zion should have came. Somebody, I don't know. But they be getting bullied on them boards, bro. They got Vincent Poirier. Poirier. He played for the Sixers too, but come on, bro. Who is this guy, man? He out there boring. And of course, you know, they got Rudy Gobert, so he out there doing what he do, even though he was walking a lot. But still, like, come on, bro. They out there bullying us. Same thing with Australia. Same thing when we play Spain. Big men out there giving us work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. Like, the dude Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee, they I thought JaVale McGee was, I don't know, bro. Maybe he just needs some time to acclimate himself. Like I said, Devin Booker and Drew and all them dudes, they just came. Maybe they just need time, but I feel like we're going to keep saying this. It's like, damn, these other teams ain't have that much time either. But obviously, we know some of these dudes done played with each other more and all of that stuff in the past. But still, come on now. Y'all got to come on. Y'all got to turn up, bro. Y'all obviously the most talented team. So stop it. Like, cut it out.
I mean, I agree, but literally, like, I don't know. This one of these episodes where we gonna agree on a lot. I'm sorry, yo. I agree with that entire point. That's why as soon as Drew came over there, what was he doing? Getting buckets, because Drew is physical. Right. Drew not going for none of that. So, like, yeah, dudes gotta stop looking for foul calls. Dudes gotta stop looking for the ref to bail them out, like they do in the NBA every game. All these dudes, well, okay, a lot of these dudes, that's our scorers on Team USA, they all, you know, stars, superstars in the league that's used to getting them calls. So that's why they all playing like that. But that's not what's happening out there. Damn. And you need guys that's not looking for that shit. Like, you need a Melo that's just going to be out there squeezing every time. He's not looking for a foul call. He's looking to hit this three.
Real rap.
Like, you need a guy like Drew, a guy that's going to come in there. He look for foul calls sometime in the NBA, but he's not one of them dudes that's always.
Looks for obvious foul calls. He gets fouled when he's looking for foul calls. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All get dramatic, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Drew don't be overly dramatic with it. He's not one of them crybaby bulls that's all looking for every call. Like, that's why he came in here hooping off the rip. So they're going to have to adopt a different attitude if they want to win. I mean, I'm the one who said I wasn't worried. Am I worried a little bit more now? Hell yeah, because they still don't want to win. You done grabbed two big men. Well, Keldon Johnson is not. He like 6'8", 6'9", something like that, 6'10", maybe. But JaVale is a legit 7-footer. He ain't out there doing nothing for real.
Like, I know. Like I said, give him a chance. Like, maybe in the next game they'll show up, which I feel like they're going to do. They're going to turn up this next game. But still, like,
we'll see. They definitely need a Zion out there, though. A dude that's running into you. He not looking for a call. He you looking for the call when he driving to the rack. Because he about to throw you out of
there. Ref, yo.
They need a him. They need a Russ. I mean, even though Russ do look for calls, Russ is aggressive. He's going to the contact. He not ducking no contact. Like, they
have definitely been like leading the team in score.
Yeah, facts. And assist, probably. He might not lead in scoring, though.
Yeah.
I probably would. I don't know.
Got him leading in scoring and rebounds. Scoring and rebounds. He had more rebounds than the big man. I got him down for that.
I got him down for that. I could see that if he's not
going to be out there flying around.
Yeah, if he's not going to pass, he's
about to drop the flag. That's what he doing. That's what he doing in the real. That's what he always do, though, bro. He out-rebound his big men and shit. Like, yeah, them niggas, he fly right past him.
Like, if he going to be an off-guard, I could see him doing that perfectly for Team USA. Somebody else got to get the dimes, though.
Bro, just think about the All-Star game.
Facts.
You think about that. Yo, how he be in the All-Star game.
I'm honestly just so confused. Like, how don't they be scoring? Like, you have.
I feel like they settle too much for like jump shots, bro. And those little, they trying to get amazing plays and try to do all this. And the other teams, bro, they just getting them old school buckets, man. They just going to the rack, getting a bucket, laying the ball up, not trying to be cute, not trying to do a 360 reverse layup, not trying to windmill dunk on people, not trying to, you feel what I'm saying? Old school basketball.
The other team is trying to win. Team USA. Team USA is trying to be Team USA and win.
Exactly.
The other team is just trying to win.
Like, exactly. Shooting all these damn threes. Shooting like it got to a point where I saw these dudes shoot like 4 threes, but they were getting the offensive rebounds, taking it out, and then running back to the 3-point line, passing, and then somebody else shooting a three. They missed. Like, bro. When y'all in there grabbing the rebound for the offensive, why not put it back up? Get the foul. Get the and one. Be aggressive. Throw a shoulder. Throw an elbow. It's not the NBA. They'll let you get away with a little bit more.
Right.
Why not do that? That's what they doing to y'all. I'm lost. So y'all just going to keep selling for threes, bro. Like, I don't understand, bro. Like,
we got cooked by Evan Fournier.
Yeah, he had more points than, like, Devin Booker, KD, and somebody else combined. Like, that's out of pocket. And Dame Lillard, that's what it was. All of them combined. Like, what?
So if that don't make y'all look at yourself in the mirror, then I ain't really, it ain't much else I could say. Like, for real, for real.
What?
Like, if Evan Fournier having more than y'all combined, don't put something in y'all, like some drive or something. Like, I mean, hey, look.
Hey, man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but like I said, I was concerned before, and I'm still concerned.
Yeah, ain't no more reinforcements coming. So.
It's a wrap.
And what y'all should have did was y'all should have had more young players out there.
Like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably didn't want to play, though. I mean, I don't know. Who knows, though?
You don't think a Ja Morant would have wanted to play? You don't think a Trae Young would have wanted to play early? You don't think a De'Aaron Fox might have wanted to play?
Why didn't they?
Maybe they didn't get invited to the actual team. I don't know. I'm just I don't know.
Probably, like, I don't even know how that process goes. You're probably right, though. Like, you probably got to get invited.
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea. Honestly.
But listen, how Keldon Johnson get invited?
Well, Keldon Johnson came in at the last second. So these
ain't he on the Spurs, though. That's how I pop his coach, though.
Keldon Johnson is the easy one, and JaVale McGee is probably just like, all right, we need a big man, and everybody probably know JaVale. Like, JaVale done played a lot of places.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we need a center. We about to grab JaVale. I don't know what other American What other American centers are there? I have no idea. DeAndre Ayton, is he American? No, he from one of the islands, ain't he?
Bahamas. He from Bahamas. Damn. Oh. Man, all we got is Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, JaVale McGee.
Cat.
Okay.
Cat. We got Cat. We got
not playing on the team with them dudes. This dude's probably talking crazy about Cat.
That's the crazy part. I'm trying to think, though. We got another big man, bro. I just can't think of him right now. AD. Somebody else out there. Huh?
AD, but he was injured. So
yeah, you know he AD. Playing. Size AD. It's somebody else out there.
I mean, it's a couple of them, but everybody like either got hurt or like it's no reason for them to be playing on Team USA. They actually need to rest and get ready for the season. Like,
yeah, DeMarcus Cousins, nah, he washed.
He might have revived his career and overseas.
I can't even say he washed though. He might have been out there bullying the ball. That's what they need. DeMarcus Cousins. If he would have been on the team, bro, it would have been a whole totally different thing. Like, bro, it was a whole different team, bro.
He's bumping into you the whole way.
Bro, he'd have been out there going crazy. He'd been out there going Him and Russ, bro. That's who they should have added.
Him, Russ, and Melo. Him, Russ, and Melo. That's another.
I don't understand. I don't think Melo wanted to, though, because there's no way you don't.
Look, Melo, you got a lot going on. Come out here and let's hoop, baby.
Real rap. He probably like, I ain't trying to hoop them young boys, man. I'm cool.
Look, who you want to come out here and hoop with you?
Yo,
We
all miss Olympic Melo, bro, but I don't think he want to play with these young boys, man. Like, he old head now, man. He just trying to get a ring. I need Melo to get on the Lakers. That's what Melo need to do.
Was Kobe not an old head when he played with them?
I wouldn't say old head.
What was he? Who was he on that? He was
like 30.
He wasn't as old as Melo is, man.
You can't even say an old head because him and LeBron were supposed to go at it for years and all that. So you can't say like he was an old head. Like, you know what I'm saying? What did he come in? 4 or 5 years before Brian? 4 years before Brian?
Let me see. 4 years.
Wasn't it like that? Am I tripping? Bro.
My timelines be all the way off, so I can't even tell you if you're tripping, bro.
somebody.
Let me see. I'm looking it up now. 2012. Oh, yeah, that was in 2012.
Yeah, I'm tripping. 2012. It was like 7 years.
Yeah. I mean,
I was close. I wasn't tripping. I was close.
How old is Melo right now?
Shit, what is Melo like? 36, 35, 36?
He a couple years older than what Kobe was when he was hooping with them. I think Kobe was about maybe like 32, 33 hooping with them in the Olympics. Melo, 37. Yeah, I agree.
But
Scola is over there 40 something.
That's different though. The Pau Gasol is still out there. He hooping too. I saw he doing. He did a putback on TV. I said, yo, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Y'all got Pau Gasol.
Half of y'all ain't even never play against him when he was in the NBA. And he out here hooping on y'all.
Giving y'all buckets, man. Little puppers.
Don't make no sense.
But speaking of Olympic and all this, Luka out of pocket, bro.
Oh, yeah. 48?
Luka out of pocket for putting up that 48, bro. You think Slovenia going to make it to the medal games? You think they could do it?
I think they ain't got nobody but him. I agree, but I think Luka wants it, though.
They might be able to get that bronze or something. People that start playing, I might put some money on that.
They might be able to get bronze. Luka won it, bro. He's better than a lot of people teams by himself. Like,
and he has the advantage because he knows how to play overseas. He know how these refs, ref the game and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So he used to all of that. That's why when he came to the NBA, he said it's easier to score in the NBA than overseas. Da, 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 da. So
he could just draw fouls in the NBA.
Yeah, real rap. So even though he need to work on his free throw shooting, but that's a conversation for another day.
If Giannis could go 17 for 19, you could shoot a free throw, Luka.
Yeah, Luka got to get it together. That I never understood shooters not being able to shoot free throws. That just don't make no sense.
Because they just standing at the 3-point line all day throwing up three.
True.
But yeah, I think they can make some noise, bro. Luka hungry. I mean, obviously, I think it's gonna take him a couple times to play in this joint, like as an NBA player. Maybe like his second, third time, they might have a like real legit better chance. They might have, raised some more talent in them 8 years, 4 years, whatever, different stuff like that. You know how that go. Once you see one real big player from your nation go, then the other players start to get better and better and start being, well, not better than Luka, but you know what I mean. Like overall,
they just start looking up to him, start playing like him, and you
as a collective,
some little Lukas
becoming better. Yeah, as a collective, they start becoming better. So maybe 4 more years, 8 more, however it's going to go. Maybe they get some more talent, and they actually make some noise. But I think Luka won it, so I'm not doubting Luka. He that bull. He definitely that bull. He could come out and score, and like you said, he got the advantage. He know how the refs is reffing. So if you got the advantage and you really won it and you that bull, which we seen he that bull 48. So
Team USA, which who are the favorites, not they looking beatable. Now Spain beatable, Luka, Australia. We know these other teams is beatable. So
and Luka been giving a lot of these dudes that play for Team USA buckets. There's other dudes out here giving them buckets that ain't even gave these dudes buckets.
That's before. What I'm saying. So who knows? He might go give Team USA 50. They can't do that to stop him. Like, who knows? Can't stop him in the NBA. We'll make me believe they're gonna stop him out here in Tokyo.
I don't know, but somebody gotta step up on Team USA. That was my other point. Somebody gotta establish themselves as the guy that's gonna lead this team. It don't necessarily have to be the best player on the floor or nothing like that.
Somebody it's supposed gotta, to be your man KD. What you mean? What are you talking about? He's the best player in the world.
I agree, but what I'm saying is with this international shit. Somebody just has to say, look, I'm going out there and this is my team.
It's set up perfect for him. It's set up so perfect for him. He loves playing for super teams. All you got to do is sit out there at the 3-point line like Melo do and shoot the three. That's all he got to do.
He not Melo. It sounds good. He not Olympic Melo, though.
He definitely ain't Melo, but
he's not Olympic Melo.
And Melo definitely ain't him. So that's the point. That's my point. Melo definitely ain't no damn KD. So you better stand out that damn 3-point line. Let all them do all that damn dribbling and trying to play making all of that. You don't need to do all of that. Sacrifice all that. All you do is go down the other end and try to play the best defense you can play, like you did in Golden State. Help, you feel what I'm saying? Help defense, all that, whatever you can do to help on defense and hit them open threes, bro. Just shoot. That's how I tell KD, yo, bro, just shoot. You're gonna lead us in scoring. You're gonna average like 20 something. I just want you to shoot threes. Just shoot.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan, but all I'm saying is somebody gotta be dominant. And if it's gonna be that way, then like you said, it is perfectly set up. He got hella guards that could get him an open shot. So he gotta hit the shot. But if it's somebody else, somebody gotta go out there and be dominant. Somebody gotta.
I feel like they don't know whether it's gonna be Dame. You right. They don't I feel like
somebody gotta say this is my team, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be Dame and KD kind of like trying to take over and they don't know.
Even if it's not one of them, even if Devin Booker come in and say, look, I'm averaging 30 for the rest of the tournament. Get out my way. If he going to average 30 and do it officially for the rest of the tournament, what they going to do? Get out his way. Somebody got to step up, bro.
But somebody he ain't no 3-point shooter. I mean, I don't know, bro.
But it's closer. And that's what made Melo so much of a better 3-point shooter in the Olympics. It's basically a USA mid-range, right? Devin Booker is known for hitting that worst shot in basketball often.
Yeah, maybe that's what's messing up the NBA players. Maybe they need to step back or something. Like, maybe that's what's messing them up. I don't know. Whatever it is, they got to get it together.
Look at it as if it's a mid-range. Get a ball to Devin Booker. That shit chicken from mid-range.
Real rap, though. Real rap. Y'all letting dudes work. But I feel like Chris Middleton and all them dudes, they going to start cooking because they just want a chip. Like, Chris, you know what I'm saying? Devin Booker just lost a chip.
One game.
Huh?
He didn't even have much minutes one of the games that I was looking at.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like once he get into the mix, and I feel like Devin Booker, like, bro, he just lost a chip, bro. Like, he got to turn up, bro. He got to, bro. It'll be perfect, bro. Get a gold medal, lead the team in scoring, bro. You didn't get the chip, but at least you got a gold medal that year. At least you won something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like,
got to turn up. That'd be story.
Somebody got to step up, bro. Even if it's Middleton, like you said, he another dude that's not always looking for all this, like, extracurricular fouls and all that type of stuff. He play aggressive. Obviously, he's not the best scorer. He's not the most consistent scorer. But he's one of them dudes. He's a workhorse. He played defense and he played physical. Like, he's tough. He not looking for all that, you mean, all this trickery and all that stuff. He's looking to get a bucket. He's looking to win. Like,
right.
That's another guy like that. That's another guy that they need. So, I mean, we going to see, bro. I'm definitely worried, though. I think that was the original question. I'm definitely worried now. You ain't even got to ask me that for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I forgot who their next matchup is. Don't really care who their next matchup is. Yeah. We'll see what happens because they don't even deserve no attention. They just better win.
Facts.
And they lucky if I even tune in. No, I'm going to tune in. But they lucky if I watch the whole game.
I'm gonna watch
that second half. I'm gonna watch that second half. I they don't deserve for me to watch that first half. They better be leading by like 15 at the halftime or something.
Yeah, 20 every half, 15, 20, like you said, every halftime.
Bro,
what's going on? I mean, France did have more NBA players than a lot of teams, but that's no excuse. They don't come on, bro.
Yeah, but I ain't really had nothing else for the NBA, bro. If you had something else, because I mean, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen. They talk about Eric Bledsoe. He looking at the Sixers. I keep seeing that pop up on my, you mean on my phone or whatever. And I like all that, but I don't want to get too hype about that because I honestly, I like the fit. I don't like the fit. But oh yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, bro.
What do you think about DeRozan and Kyle Lowry though, bro? My fault to cut you off.
Oh yeah, my fault. But on the Sixers, real quick before that, I'm gonna answer that right after. But on the Sixers, I want Lonzo. Go get Lonzo.
I like that.
I want Lonzo.
Defense, I want Dinwiddie
shooting. He could. I like Dinwiddie too. If we could get either one of them, I'm good. But that's another.
Norman Powell.
Who?
Norman Powell.
I like Norman Powell.
It's a couple players out there that we could get. Sorry to cut you off.
That's interesting. But I like Dinwiddie or Lonzo better as a fit for us because I need us to have a ball handler just in case Ball don't show up again. I need us to have one of them in the clutch. But to answer your question, what do I think about DeRozan and Kyle Lowry? You mean specifically with them going to the Lakers?
Well, yeah, like it's obviously it's looking like they both might end up on the Lakers, but there's other teams interested in both of them. Obviously, the Sixers interested in Kyle Lowry too. It's other teams, Celtics. There's a couple other teams. There's a bunch of other teams that's interested in them. The Knicks and stuff like that. But how do you feel about DeRozan and Kyle Lowry being on the Lakers? Because I mean, I like it, but do they win the chip? Is that better than the Nets? Not to say that the Nets is gonna get there, but I think they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's guaranteed they're gonna get there, but I just think they're gonna get there, bro. But can that team beat the Nets? Possibly.
But I would like the move. But I don't think the Lakers need Kyle Lowry. I think if you get DeMar DeRozan, you're good. I think that should be enough. I think you could probably go after another point guard. I don't think you need Kyle Lowry, though, specifically. I don't know if I want that bad juju around with them two in the same building.
What you mean? They homies.
I know, but as soon as DeMar left, they won a ring.
Nah, that was just some weird. They weren't supposed to win that. That just got – it was some luck in that too, bro. Like, I don't know.
And I honestly don't want a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry to keep it a being with you. And I don't want him at his price point, especially, but that's not my decision if I'm with the Lakers. Now, if it's the Sixers, I feel a little more invested. I definitely don't want him at that price point. But the Lakers, if you want to pay it, then go ahead and pay it. But I think DeMar with LeBron would be fire, but neither one of them is really a three-point shooter. So that would be a little interesting. And
I just think they need somebody that could get to a bucket, bro. You got to think about it. And them series, like, then the Lakers, like, series, like, they was – he just like once LeBron and AD get off the floor, it's like if Shooter, you know, he on and off, and Kuzma, who knows what
he's
doing.
But DeRozan is a steady bucket.
Yeah, you know he giving you a dub every night. You know what I'm saying? Facts. You know that for a fact, he giving you a dub. So that's another dub you can have. I mean, obviously, it's probably going to go down to maybe 17, 18, something like that. But playing with AD and
let me throw something in there. If they get DeRozan and Russ, they winning the chip for sure.
Now, that's nasty. That's nasty. And then they gonna hate LeBron, though. They gonna
hate him forever if he get them to.
They gonna hate that man. They already do. Yeah, he's done, though. It's he's not, done. Because he gonna win this chip. He gonna have five.
It's nothing he could do to not be hated anymore, bro. The only thing he could do to not be hated no more is retire and let people get over it. Bro, that's literally the only thing he could do at this point. It don't even matter.
Bro, rap. So he might as well just go out.
Bro, grown men is out here hating on Space Jam too.
Yeah, whole 35-year-old man, 40-year-old man.
There's like, nothing he can do, bro. That's a kid's movie. Grown men out here hating on it. There's nothing
that movie
he can do,
is
bro.
Not for us. That movie is not for us.
At all.
Like, what is wrong with people? Like, yo, people just hate, bro. Like, people just hate.
You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing you can do. Things. Fuck it. Go get both of them. Go out. Win two more rings real quick. Let my man Russ get that light that Kyrie get. For being on LeBron coattail, it's like no, Kyrie.
Oh, he's like drone. Yeah,
my man Russ gets some of that. You feel me?
Drone.
My man Russ gets 20 and 10 and 6 in the finals. And you mean let him get some of that shine with Bron and them, man?
Maybe he'll be more deserving. Maybe he'll be more, you know, appreciative.
If they, yeah, probably. And you know. One of them think, yeah, bro. That you know what? I'm not even getting into it. I'm gonna just leave it there. If they get Russ and DeRozan, they win in the next two chips. I got them going back to back.
I like that.
And I don't really like the Kyle Lowry move. I don't like it for any team that I really want to watch. Like, it'll probably work with the Lakers, but that's just because they're going to have so much talent at that point. But I feel like Kyle Lowry so many places. What?
Uh-oh. Okay. A report just came on. I don't know how true this is,
though. Kyle Lowry need to go to Boston. Go
ahead. Bradley Beal supposedly is pissed off with the Wizards because he wanted them to hire one of the Sixers of all assistant coaches.
Uh-huh.
He wanted them. Hold on, because I gotta hold on now. Because I gotta look at this for a second. What is he talking about? What is they talking about?
He says send him here. It's all connected.
That they gave it to Wes Unseld.
What happened? Yeah, they gave it to Wes Unseld. Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. Wes Unseld or something like that.
So supposedly he wasn't in favor of them hiring him because he wanted them to hire Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell is still on the Sixers. He might as well slide. You wanted him to be your head coach, let him be your assistant head coach. I'm saying he can still give you the same knowledge he was going to give you. You still going to be with him. You hear?
Send that.
Yo, real rap, bro. ASAP. Send that.
Hey, send that.
Yo.
Send that for sure, bro.
This draft guy, hurry up, bro. 3 days, man. And two
send
days.
Send that for sure, bro.
2 days in a couple hours, man, to this draft. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Send we already done had sure, our bro. First little shakeup.
Facts. And y'all can have, look, send Brad. Y'all can have Ben. Y'all can have, come on. Come
they can have it. A lot. They can have a lot, bro. We can talk. I just want to keep Tyrese Maxey, though. And Tease. I'm not giving up Tease or Tyrese Maxey. That's chalk.
Y'all can have everything else except Tease, Tyrese Maxey, and Embiid. Y'all can have the rest of the team.
Yeah, facts. Facts. No, they can't take Seth, though. Nah.
I forgot about Seth. That's my bad. That's the only other one, though.
You off limits, bro. You can't.
That's the only other one. I can't think of nobody else. Toby could go. Shake could go.
Y'all.
If y'all want Paul Reed that bad, he could go too. We talking about Bradley. Ah! Talking about Bradley Beal, he could go.
Yeah, for Bradley Beal, he could go. But that's my guy, though. That's my young boy.
Facts, but he got to go, bro. Who you want? You want Dwight too? You could have him.
He's a free agent, I think. I don't even think we can.
You can have whoever. Who not Raptors. A free agent? You got Korkmaz a free agent yet? No, you can have him too.
Nah, chill, bro. He just turned 24, bro. I didn't know he got young.
I'm talking about Bradley Beal. You can have him too.
Yo, this dude said that's cute, but we talking about
get him up out of here, bro. If we talk about Bradley Beal, it's only certain people.
No, that's real though. That's real. That's definitely real, man.
That's what we need. We need a bucket.
If we get a Bradley Beal, bro, we go to the chip. I don't care nobody.
We need
shit,
a
bro.
Bucket.
I don't want to hear nothing. Not nobody. Baja. Real rap.
Won't even be injured. Brad could give you some wins by himself. And B, go ahead and sit. Take the week off.
Real rap. Relax. Play with Brad player.
Young Bulls.
Real rap. He already used to it, but we ain't gonna be losing though. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be winning.
It's about
to be W's. Real rap. But I ain't really had too much else, bro, besides
NBA. I don't think I got nothing else for the NBA at all.
Nah, I ain't got nothing else for the NBA. But for NFL, bro, wow, the Phillies is coming back. But for the NFL, bro, my guy, Steven Nelson, finally decided to sign his goddamn deal with the Eagles, which I was waiting for this for a while. They kept talking about it, So I think I might have brought it up before, but I don't think I ever like.
Nah, you definitely said something about it, but you ain't get too into it.
Yeah, like, bro, like, I'm happy as hell that we signed him. We got our cornerback too, because Avante Maddox, he could play anywhere, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? And then I like this young boy. Remember this name, Zach McPherson. I like this young boy, man. He play aggressive. I think I don't want to lie and say where he came from because I believe
cornerback?
It was Tech. Yeah, but I don't think it was Texas Tech. It might have been Texas Tech. I can't remember. But anyway, remember that name. I like this move. I like this move for us because he's aggressive. He played just how Jonathan Gannon defense play. So he like him to play. He like him to go after the ball, play aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Always attack. I think it's a perfect fit.
Okay.
And it definitely, I see a lot of people hating and saying it ain't gonna make no.
His name is Zach McPherson, like Z E C.
Yeah.
Z E C H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but remember that though. But yeah, I like the move though, man. Cause like I said, we got a cornerback too, and I'm gonna make a bold prediction: the Eagles gonna win the NFC East.
He definitely went to Texas Tech. You be tapped in.
Yeah. Oh.
He definitely went to Texas Tech. But I like the move for y'all too, bro. Like you said, y'all get y'all cornerback too. Y'all got Avante Maddox. He one of them dudes that could definitely move around. So.
But did you hear what I said at the end though?
What'd you say?
That the Eagles going to win the NFC East.
Oh, that's dead. Stop playing.
We're going to win the NFC East.
Stop playing. I mean, if y'all – hold on. If y'all get Deshaun Watson, then we cooking with gas.
We going to win the Super Bowl if we get Deshaun Watson.
Possibly.
All right, I'm getting a little crazy, but we definitely go to the playoffs. We definitely win. We can definitely win a playoff game. We might be in the NFC Championship if we don't got to go against Tampa Bay early. We might be us in Tampa Bay because Deshaun is different. Give him a Heisman winning wide receiver, little speedster out there in Jalen Reagor. These young boy wide receivers we got, man, and Travis Fulgham, which he was one of the best wide receivers in the league for like 5-6 weeks straight. So I know that ain't just disappeared. That talent ain't just disappeared. We know what happened. Carson Wentz was trash. So we get Deshaun. We already got a running back. Our defense is getting together, boy. We're going to have money. And then I'm hearing we trying to get Chandler Jones because he requested a trade. Well, not saying we trying to, but we was looking into getting Chandler Jones because he requested a trade from the Cardinals, which I thought was crazy because I thought he would have stayed because him and J.J. Watt, they'd be out of pocket out there. So, but obviously, he want to get paid, so he requested a trade. So, him?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I like the cornerback move. I like us getting Steven Nelson. He was good for Ron know who he is. Well, he played for Pittsburgh, and he played for
Ron used to hate him.
In Kansas
City. That's because that's his team. He gonna complain about everything somebody do wrong.
That's because he gamble a lot. He aggressive. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why Ron hate him.
Yeah.
But I take that than getting beat on double moves every goddamn play. Any day.
Facts.
Because the Eagles love to get cornerbacks that they can't understand how to stop the double move. Like, that is amazing to me. It's like, bro, they didn't never teach you that, bro. They never taught you that, no matter what. No training, no drills, nothing. You never learn how to stop a double move or stay with somebody doing a double move, bro. Anticipate that. It's crazy.
Because niggas is overly aggressive. As soon as they see him turn around, they think it's a curl route or something.
Yeah. That's also Jim Schwartz defense, which is he teach them to attack, 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 attack. Like,
yeah, that's a fact. It works sometimes, and then sometimes it gets you beat.
Yeah, he won us a Super Bowl, though. We were a top-5 defense that year, so it was definitely effective. It's just once he got figured out, he just got figured out, and it just ain't work no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, or he just hadn't had the right players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Y'all lost. Y'all personnel was a lot different since that Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all been moving a lot of pieces around.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, y'all got y'all mainstays like your Fletcher Cox, but – a lot of other pieces been moving around.
Yeah, for sure.
See. But I definitely like the pickup for y'all. Y'all not winning the NFC East, though. That's dead.
Yeah. And the other news in NFL, bro. D-Hop talking about he possibly retiring.
Oh, yeah. I seen that.
Because of COVID restrictions and not being vaccinated and stuff like that, which I feel like we might see a lot of because we've seen a lot of these coaches get – they leaving the teams during training camp and all that because they don't want to get vaccinated. So this is going to be crazy, bro. Like, hey, man, dude's going to be retiring and all that. Like, damn. But I understand, though, bro. Like, you can't force somebody to put something in their body. And I feel D-Hop because they said the reason why he's so adamant about it is because his father-in-law or something like that got COVID. He didn't get COVID, but he got the vaccination. And then a couple days later, he had a heart attack. You feel what I'm saying? Not sure if he died. I don't even want to say that. If I'm not sure, but I know he had a heart attack. So it's just like, and then I saw on his story the day that he posted about retiring, that he posted up some girl that had some crazy, this woman that had some side effects, like some crazy side effects. So obviously he concerned about the side effects. Right. That's his right. That's his body. He don't want to be, he's a football player. He's a professional athlete. If he want to be concerned about his body and whether it's going to affect him, then that's just what he concerned about.
I thought America was land of the free.
Exactly. So you telling me you're gonna fine me $15,000 if I don't do this, if I don't do that, if I don't take this test, I don't, like, listen, man, it doesn't make any sense. We're not gonna get into the COVID thing because I don't think it makes any sense, because I've seen fully vaccinated. Well, you've seen it in the NFL. Who is it? The coach that just got sent home. Oh, who was it? 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 Frank Wright, the Colts head coach. He got COVID, fully vaccinated. So that's something. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, if you don't got all the information and you don't know, like, how you going to find people and force something upon people because it's cool with you? Like, everybody ain't cool with putting something in their body that they don't know what it is. So, unfortunately, I hope that's don't happen. You know, it might happen, but I hope it don't.
Hopefully it don't happen, but, bro, it's really nuts because, like you said, it's like you don't have your own free will. Like, you kind of like forcing that on me. I mean, I know the players don't necessarily have it as where they're forced to get the vaccine as of yet, but they are forced to get tested around the clock basically at that point. So that's kind of annoying in itself. But like you said, like, the vaccine is not 100%. You still could catch COVID after you get it. There's new strains of COVID coming out. What did they say? COVID was like a flu. What does the flu do? Mutate. So there's going to be different variations. You might have to get a shot every year. These things are not even.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to get into too much COVID stuff and all that. But it's like,
I don't even know if any or all of them are even FDA approved. I seen one thing is that they're hoping Pfizer will be FDA approved by the fall. Hoping people already have it in their bloodstream. Like, this is the things that don't sit well with me. Not saying I'm necessarily against it or with it.
Exactly.
I don't judge nobody, bro.
Like, that's what you want to do. That's fine. Yeah. Like,
you can't force it down somebody's throat, though. That's my only thing. I'm not for it or against it. You make your own decision.
Exactly. It's just like the flu shot. I know plenty of people that go to Rite Aid and CVS and go get their flu shots or whatever the case may be. But that's just something I might not do, or that's something the other person might not do. It don't matter, bro. And I don't think I think it's going too far. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now y'all taking it too far with this COVID stuff, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all taking it too far.
I used to get the flu shot every year. I don't remember catching a flu like in my, you know, adult years, and then I stopped getting the flu shot, and then I still don't remember catching the flu in my adult years, knock on wood. But what I'm saying is, like, you never know how these things is going to affect whoever. I even heard stories about some people, like you said, getting a shot, and then maybe they might pass away a week or two later. Not saying it's directly from the shot, but, you know, people are going to think that.
Exactly.
It could be or it could not be, but 9 times out of 10, that's the first, if that's your family member, that's the first place your mind gonna go to. Damn, a week ago.
My thing is, I feel like they trying to make this stuff too
political,
and they just trying to, like, this is like, let's just keep it like health, let's just keep it like that. Like, if you ain't my doctor, okay, if you ain't my like physician, like, don't tell me anything. Like, I'll be quiet.
Gonna test me every day that I come from this joint. So why do it matter?
Yeah, like, be quiet. I'm going to listen to my doctor. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nothing from nobody and no damn CNN or all that. Y'all ain't no damn doctors. Nobody know what they talk about. We got a dude making a vaccination and he from Microsoft. Like, bro, what you know about vaccinations, bro? You with Microsoft. You make cell phones. Let's just get into another conversation.
And a lot of, hold on, I got one last thing to say. And a lot of the times that I hear people saying, like, I actually talk to my doctor and discuss the vaccine with them, 9 times out of 10, they're saying, at the end of the day, you might as well get it because eventually it's going to be mandatory anyway. That doesn't help me think of it any better. I might as well get it because it's going to be mandatory.
My thing is, just tell me what's in this thing. Explain the ingredients. Explain them clearly. And then I might think about it.
Exactly.
We'll have to see. We'll just have to see.
What was the John off the John? Sugar, spice, and everything nice. You put down the ingredients.
You're right, man.
We ain't gonna make this the COVID episode, but yeah, I just don't understand that, man. And if D Hop, like I said, if my man gonna retire, I fully support him.
One of the greatest to ever do it, even though Nets may not speak the volumes. If you watched him, you know what he did, and you know who he did it with. Exactly. He didn't have Deshaun Watson his whole career.
Exactly. So, I mean, shout out to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I respect him for standing up for what he believes in. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people out there that think the same way you think, bro. Including me. Including me. I think the same way he think. I ain't putting that in my body until I know what it is, until I can understand and I can look up and research myself. I don't just put anything in my body, bro. You feel me? Like, exactly. This is the agreement episode.
A bunch of people in my family done got it, and I salute them for it, and I'm glad. And I'm glad they're protected by it, but I'm choosing not to get it yet.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't judge nobody. But yeah, the NFL gonna get like that, man. It's gonna be spooky this season, man. And it's gonna be scary for fantasy football. It's gonna be scary for a lot of things, but gambling and a lot of money gonna be lost. And game too, but a lot of money gonna be lost too for the most part. Yeah. So
I hope they don't have nobody getting taken out at halftime for COVID restrictions and types of crazy shit. Come on, man. Just
that KD stuff was crazy, bro. Like, I'm like, wait.
Get him off the game started, bro.
They took that man out at halftime for COVID. I said, wait, what? He played though. He dapped everybody up when he left. Now y'all just not making no sense. Now y'all just playing in our face.
Like, how that make sense? Because now he done been on the court. He done been talking. He done been doing whatever, sweating, dapping people up, all types of shit. And now, but they can finish playing though. Ah, okay.
It don't make no sense, bro. I just don't pass. But like I said, if the players was going to decide to retire, I don't care who you are, bro. If you're going to retire, you could be the greatest players in the league right now. All of y'all could all retire. And I support it. I respect it because it's like, bro, not gonna force me to put something in my body, like facts. Just the land of the free, act like it.
But 100%, bro. They 100% guy. I'm just saying, bro, support.
Real
that's
rap.
What they want to do. That's a fact.
Real rap. But yeah, that's all I got, man. I mean, Davante Adams and Rodgers acting crazy. And
Rodgers about to get up out of there.
They acting crazy, but it looked like today they looking like they're gonna run it back for one more year. You saw both of them put up the Jordan and Pippen memes and all of that. So maybe they gonna run it back for one last year, which man, I don't think they're gonna do nothing because the defense still ain't ish, but maybe. But I thought that was some news. They was talking about Rodgers is still looking into doing a deal, but only for 1 year. So obviously he wants to get out of there.
Big money.
Yeah, get that bread. Probably like 40 something for 1 year and then get up out of there.
Facts.
And then Davante Adams, supposedly, they say he called off his contract talks. Now supposedly they back on, but supposedly he wanted a shorter deal, which I think he's trying to line it up with Rodgers. They both leave at the same time and could probably go to another team. Which will probably happen to a desperate team, some team out there. Who knows?
Davante Adams can help out a lot of teams. He's a great receiver, great route runner for sure. And Aaron Rodgers, we already know what he do. So
yeah, it's a couple places they could go to. I mean, if I'm Oakland, I'll take them. Put their car on the bench though. Like, yo, chill, bro. I know Davante Adams is your man. Y'all played in college and all that, but we got Aaron Rodgers for a couple more years. When Aaron Rodgers done, then you come. You feel what I'm saying? I know you already been playing and you kind of old now too, but that's Aaron Rodgers. Relax. That's MVP. Relax, all right?
You should do a backup. Then Derek Carr gonna be asking for a trade.
Nah, but that's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all right. We can get another quarterback somehow. Right. They still got Marcus Mariota. You know what I'm saying?
The same amount of run out of you as we going to get out of the rest of Aaron Rodgers anyway.
Yeah, then they got Marcus Mariota. Had let Marcus Mariota get schooled under, you know what I'm saying, Aaron Rodgers. Even though Marcus Mariota getting up there, he's still, you know what I'm saying, he cool. He's still young. Enough,
like 27 maybe.
Not just going to be able to run as much as he ran. Like, relax, bro. Pass the ball. You know what I'm saying? Just pass it. It's funny, though. When him and Jameis came out, all that, they was, oh, man, ain't it crazy the hype that these quarterbacks be getting? Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, when they first came, all these dudes, man. Now look
at it. You never know with quarterbacks. That's why I don't understand every year why I'd be so much hype around these quarterbacks. That's why I don't understand the boy that went number two to the Jets, because we don't know if he's going to
be. Zach Wilson is going to be a bust. I don't care what nobody say. Yo, somebody went in my DMs and gave me hell for saying that. I'm like, bro, I don't even know who you are. This is hilarious. I'm like, I just think he's going to be a bust. You could think he's going to be whatever. We don't know. But I'm like, I just think he's going to be a bust. I'm like, we all know that, like you said, every year, these random guys. And you be like, well, who the
Every single year.
You know what I'm saying? Every time. And it'll be like, yo, wait. And then they come, and then the comparisons just be so disrespectful. You just know this dude not gonna live up to the expectations. Like,
you there's
no comparing this man to Russ. I said, as soon as I saw that, I said, oh yeah, they tripping. It's a wrap. Bro, he bust off the rip.
They was talking about Pat Mahomes, Russ.
They didn't say Pat Mahomes. No, they didn't.
Bro, they was talking about the way that he flicked the ball. They was comparing it to Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, the way he flicked the ball off his back foot and all that type shit.
See, look, now young boy ain't played down in the NFL, so I'm kind of being unfair to him, but I'm sorry, bro. Like, where did you come from, bro? Like, I'm sorry. Where did you come from? BYU went one gear just randomly. Is, come on, bro.
The thing is, it don't even be the player's fault. That's why. So it's
I know
the double-edged sword, and it'd be kind of tough to just give them hell sometimes. It'd be the damn commentators and all these people just making random comparisons, making it tough for these players, bro.
Yeah, which it's very unfair. Like but they talking about some Russell Wilson. He's as tough as Russell Wilson. He runs like, yeah, at BYU, he can run into them dudes and all that because they college play. Yeah, he can do that. Go, he not doing that in the NFL. They're going to break that man apart.
Go run into one of them dudes. It don't even matter. Just go run into one of them linebackers or safeties or somebody. Go ahead.
Just, he gonna find out real early. Watch.
He gonna find out quickly. He gonna get welcome to the NFL.
I dare him to try to believe that Russell Wilson comparison. Go ahead and believe it if you want. You better be that pocket passer, like you know y'all big. Y'all are. Don't get into that running because that's a whole. He got
some
different
dogs in his division too. Some dudes that are smack the shit out of him and won't think about it twice.
Bro, for sure. So. I don't know, bro. Like I said, I think Bull gonna be a bust, man.
But I do like Trey Lance, and
I like Justin Fields. I think he's gonna be the best quarterback out of the class.
I agree. Good handshake. I agree.
Justin Fields is gonna be. He just got it.
Bears got a steal.
He just got it, bro. Like some players, you can look at him, bro. They just got that it factor, bro. Like yeah, bro, got it, bro. I'm telling you.
You know what he remind me of? Not as bad and as dramatic. But and obviously he didn't have a career that Lamar had in college. But he reminded me of how like Lamar came out and how people started like bad mouthing him low key. Of course they didn't want Justin Fields to go all the way to receiver, but it was kind of like all these random stories coming from nowhere. He was like he was literally,
yo, I swear, bro,
quarterback like every year that he was hooping in college. He wasn't.
And then all of a sudden Zach Wilson is better than him. Where was Zach Wilson in all these games and stuff? Was he in any bowl game? I don't remember seeing Zach Wilson nowhere near no bowl game. I don't know if I'm tripping or not. Maybe somebody can tell me something else, like otherwise, but I don't remember. Like, you know, I'm not a big college football guy. You know,
yeah.
I don't like the defense. So I really, you know, I'm a defensive guy. That's why I really don't like college football. But those bowl games, I definitely watched. I didn't see no BYU nowhere. I don't remember hearing no Zach Wilson. I just don't.
Hey,
now he better than the guy that was showing off, the dude that went in the locker room with broken ribs and came back out throwing touchdowns and stuff.
Hey, beats me, bro. Beats me. I have no clue.
Hey, y'all bringing up random stories of his what? He got epilepsy or something? Like,
that's
what
they're saying. But what that got to do with football?
Yeah, like what? Like, yeah, if he in them stadiums and the people who flicker in them the cameras and stuff, he might have a.
So he didn't go through that in college.
Oh my lord, yeah, bro. This is what I'm saying, the stuff that come out of these people's mouths is like it's ridiculous,
it's nuts,
like,
bro.
It's comical, bro. Like it's comical. Nuts. But and yeah, man,
he's about to save Matt Nagy's job.
I don't think so.
He might.
I think Matt Nagy isn't going to start him, and that's why he's going to lose his job, because he's going to start Andy Dalton. And Andy, I don't know nothing, but this is what I think is going to happen this season. Because obviously, I think they want to sit him down. They always try to do that. You know, they always try to do that, bro.
Bro, if he start Andy Dalton any more than 2-3 weeks, he will be out of there. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. Which I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be 3-4, because you know, 3-4 games into the season,
yeah,
maybe 5 this year because it's an extra game. Nope. Maybe 5 will be the limit this year, but I don't know. I'm still going with 4. Like, hey, bro, you got 4 games, bro. If you over here, I can't see you being a coach. You got to get up out of here, bro. So I think that's what's going to happen, bro. I think that Matt Nagy is going to lose his job.
The way you made me think about it, I agree with you, because I think he's going to end up starting that dude that shouldn't even be starting. And yeah. They're going to say, look, we want to see what we got here. And then whoever come in as the interim head coach going to put him right in, and he going to just do whatever he need to do to win some games. And he's tough. He not going to back down from the challenge.
And, bro, you got to think about it, bro. This is the
this is where the NFL is starting to go, bro. Like with these type of quarterbacks, you just got to look at it. You better be ahead of the curve because you don't want to be left behind. And now you team 32, you down there drafting first, and you know what I'm saying, second and third. You don't want to do that.
Even you better 30, get it. The 32nd team got Trevor Lawrence now, so.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
No, bro. I'm just saying in general, like for the rest of the league, I'm agreeing with you. Nobody better not get left behind. The 32nd team got one of these new dudes now. So
exactly, bro. Like, don't
look up too.
Don't sleep, bro, on these new quarterbacks, bro. These mobile quarterbacks. That's the new thing, bro. If you don't have a mobile quarterback, you're probably not gonna be now. Tom Brady. He's an anomaly. Like, he's just there floating in the air. Like, come on, bro. Like, where are you even? Like, bro, come on, bro. Like, you old school quarterback, torn MCL. How you still doing?
Bro, he's been to the most Super Bowls more than every team that's in the – like, come on, bro. He's just different. We're not even talking about him.
But besides him, the rest of the league is going towards mobile.
He's a myth, bro. Like, that's some mythical shit. Like, what the fuck?
I don't even believe the torn MCL thing. I don't believe that.
Really. I don't either. But don't if he did either. Have it, that's – I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't even want to get into that. But, yeah, Justin Fields my guy and all that. But, man.
And I think I'm about to take him with Rookie of the Year. I think that's still, like, plus 500. I'm about to put some braid on that.
I wouldn't do that because I don't know. That's your money. I'm
going to come in and go crazy. Who you think going to win it? Najee Harris? Somebody like that?
I don't know, bro. I wouldn't say Najee Harris because you know they always gonna try to give it to him. It depends, though.
I think he's gonna have a really good year, though. Najee Harris. I think
they might give it to Najee Harris, bro. You just never know, bro. Young boys might come in. Injuries can happen, but I will say that might be he at my top. Yeah, I would say Najee Harris. But you know I'm biased, so I'm gonna say Devontae Smith. So,
yeah.
You know, but nobody in the world gonna agree with that. But I don't really care. Like I'm biased.
He could win it though. We're not gonna act like he's not tough.
Yeah, it's funny though, man. But messed up. It's so funny. You know what's hilarious? When everybody else wanted him and he was the best wide receiver in the draft and he was the Heisman winner, he was so great, bro. It was just like, yo, he's the best wide receiver in the draft. Yo, it's like the Eagles got him and it's just like, yo, he's trash. Forget about the Eagles. Like, forget about the – it's like everybody forget about dude. Like, and I'm like,
Now everybody remember that Ja'Marr Chase was in the draft.
Yeah, okay. Ja'Marr Chase and
Jalen Waddle.
Like, it's
now
like,
y'all remember he was in the draft. Okay.
Wow, that's crazy. Like, he getting disrespected. So I think young boy might. Who knows, man? But Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith, bro, are gonna turn up this year, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
They gonna turn up and Dak throwing for 6K. Let's get it.
What you talking about?
Said so they gonna turn up and then.
No, I heard you. I say what you talking about. 6K. No, I heard you, but I'm saying what you talking about.
He throwing for 6K.
All right, we could. This episode 89, right? Yeah, we could get up out of here because you tripping. You tripping, bro.
We can't throw for 6K. All right, maybe like 5,500.
Yo, bro, we out of here, bro. Come on, bro. We watched Drew Brees throw and Peyton Manning throw for like 5,800, and it was the craziest seasons you probably ever watched in your life. He ain't throwing 6,000, bro.
He was on pace for it last year.
They wasn't going to be losing that many. They wasn't going to be losing and have to come back. They wasn't going to do that all year, bro. That wasn't going to happen like that.
Yes, we was. Our defense was trash all year, bro.
You don't know, bro. Y'all defense always pick and choose when y'all want to turn up and when y'all had y'all games and all that. And you know that, bro. Y'all go on runs and stuff like that. Even though sometimes y'all schedule, y'all go against bum teams and stuff like that. It don't matter, bro. A win is a win.
5,500.
5,500. I got him down for that. He's not getting on 6,000, though. I just think 6,000 is just outlandish.
He'll get close.
55. I got you for a 55. I'll take that bet. Like,
Bob, if he's feeling good this year, you know, if he come out early, come out the gates early, like 58, 20, somewhere around there.
Listen, I got something for you. CeeDee Lamb is going to be y'all number one wide receiver.
I agree.
He's going to be your number one wide receiver. Gallup is going to have a comeback year. Zeke is going to be snapping, and Tony Pollard, bro, y'all have the weapons, bro.
Y'all, talk to me.
He can go for 55. You know I'm a Dak fan. I hate the Cowgirls, but Dak is my guy.
Talk to
and
me.
He could go for 55. He got the weapons, and everybody talk be to trying me. To play Dallas Schultz and Blake Jarwin. Y'all still got Blake Jarwin?
I don't know, but they was hooping.
anyway, Dallas Schultz and all that, bro.
They're not trash.
Hey, man, y'all have some pieces. Y'all have some pieces.
I agree.
Who knows?
The only thing that could have made it better is if we would have got Kyle Pitts. That's the only thing that could have made it better.
Who you throw the ball to at that point? Like, Jesus Christ.
That who do you throw the ball to at that point?
Yeah.
Nah, you just say go and just look for whoever open at that point.
Yeah, Alabama type
like,
time.
You really just can't have no set John for that. Like,
yeah, Alabama wide receivers when they was doing the, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you get the.
Whoever open first, just throw your hand up. Like, yeah, that type time.
Because that would have been sick, man. Only way y'all can mess – well, we know how y'all going to mess it up. We always mess it up. Y'all defense or a dumb play call or something like that. Y'all always figure it out.
We always figure a way to mess it up. You know how that go, bro.
Always depend on the cowgirls for a fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna happen.
I'm taking an overall on fuck ups on the cowgirls every year. You hear me?
All right, man. Can we get out of here, man? Word.
Yes. Episode 89, man. I'm stopped, man. We out of here.
I'm Earl. We going to get at y'all, man. This is a long episode.